At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The WhatsApp.
Now, with Ireland facing a severe housing shortage and mounting pressure to meet climate targets, a new report from the National Economic and Social Council highlights modern methods of construction as a potential solution. We're joined by Dáithí Downey, policy analyst at the National Economic and Social Council. Dáithí, are we kind of stuck in the 20th century when it comes to our building techniques?
Oh, good morning. Certainly not. No, we're very advanced in the use of modern methods of construction, actually, particularly in the design and development of digitalization in the construction industry. And Ireland has a stronger reputation in that space than most people understand. And there's a growing section of the construction industry that's very active in this and is exporting services in that area. What we haven't really got around to is the accelerated rate of transformation in the construction industry per se to adapt and bring into use modern methods of construction for the purposes of providing new housing supply.
Okay, that's kind of what I meant, really. We are still wedded to bricks and mortar.
Well, bricks and mortar builds houses, and so does modern methods of construction. So I think the terms are interchangeable, I suppose. But what we're looking here is adapting different ways of construction that speed the process of construction, reduce the cost, reduce the waste, and help decarbonize the process.
So spell it out for us. What kind of methods of construction? Are we talking about prefabricated housing? Are we suspicious of those?
I think people have a hesitancy to the term, absolutely, and rightly so, because some of the experiences people had of so-called prefabs have been poor. But this is not the type of prefabrication process that alludes to people's previous experience. Modern methods of construction is a very broad term. It encompasses a large range of different construction methodologies. They are most commonly understood as kind of modularized housing systems, or sometimes referred to as 3D. But there's also a whole series of different panels and prefabricated elements that people will see around certain construction sites, which are ready to install, ready to assemble on site. They're all assembled in factories, designed through processes of manufacturing for design and design for reuse. And there's also other processes in relation to the use of precast concrete, timber, additive manufacturing, digital twinning. We have robotics on construction sites. We have drones on construction sites. So MMC, in the sense, encompasses all of that series of different categories of how we approach the production of our residential space.
Okay.
And it does improve.
Can I put it to you, like, I won't bore you with the story about how hard it was to get insurance for a flat roof extension,
right.
But it was really difficult. Do we have a kind of a mindset that is kind of blocking out these kind of new, more modern, more cost-effective techniques?
I think there's certainly some hesitancy has been found in the report and study goes into that in some detail about how there needs to be much closer understanding of how insurance underwriters work in relation to emerging new technologies and understanding those risks. Particularly in certain areas of insulation, for example, or particularly fire safety, would be another challenge for people to get into the understanding of the risks associated with certain building materials. But all of the building materials we're talking about here are subject to a performance measurement standard through certification regulation.
Yeah, of course. I think we can take that as read. Is it that we tend to have smaller builders here rather than, I think we've only got two major building firms in the country compared to, I think it's 12 or 15 in the UK. Is that part of the problem? I think if you're a bigger construction company, you're more likely to look at these newer techniques.
Yes, certainly. There is an upfront cost involved in the adaptive use of MMC in housing. And that's one of the major areas that the report looks at as well, in terms of being able to identify the financial instruments and the investment mechanisms required. But just to the point, a growing number of smaller scale, you might say small and medium enterprises, effectively working in traditional construction methodologies, do use MMC at an increasing level. For example, most people
with MMC being modern methods of
construction. Modern methods of construction, and my apologies for the acronym, but there it is. But they do use the sub-assemblies in MMC, such as pre-made kitchen pods, bathroom pods, roof assemblies and so forth. That's increasingly being used, and people are seeing that. And there are really great examples of high levels of design and development in many different towns and cities around the country. But we're also seeing, and this is really important, is an understanding of the rate of transformation that's required, because if we need to get to the delivery of our of housing to meet the supply demand and the unmet need in the country, and delivery demands change. But we have a growing an aging significantly stable labour force in the construction sector. We need to grow the numbers in the construction sector. We need to diversify the roles in construction, manufacturing, and building the residential space and placemaking, effectively. Bring in roles for more women and so forth. And
Dahi Downey, we will have to leave it there. Dahi Downey, policy analyst there at the National Economic and Social Council. Thank you.